It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Did you know that a group of vampires called a clutch, brood, pack, or even clan? Sink your teeth into some more fantastic facts about this blood-sucking fictional creature who, you know, just so happens to be in pretty much every single movie and show I ever loved. Like, I'm not talking Vampire Diaries. Nope. I'm not even talking Twilight. Definitely not talking Twilight. I'm talking about the original paranormal show that was full of action, drama, and suspense. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredibly hard to watch now because it's so cringy, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I happen to believe that two of the greatest vampires ever lived happen to be on that show. That would be Angel and Spike. According to legend, the only way a vampire can come into your home, though, is by being invited in. So you might want to bring that welcome mat in on Halloween night, so to speak. Which always kind of lent to the idea, you know, if they come to your door, they see a welcome mat and they just walk in. Some legends say that a vampire can transform into all sorts of animals. They can become bats, owls, rats, or even wolves anytime they want to. Funny thing, like, I did not know that whatsoever. Like, that was the first I ever heard of that. But it made so much more sense now for other, like, versions of vampires I've seen in media. Most recently one is probably, like, you know, Hotel Transylvania. Drac, like, always changes into different stuff, like a bat, constantly. And I always kind of wonder where that lore came from. Apparently, the old vampire lore has that. They become bats, owls, rats, or even wolves. So, I do not say blah, 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 and on to the next one. In some parts of Europe, there are legends of vampire pumpkins. Now, this is kind of cool. It's believed that a pumpkin or watermelon could turn into a vampire if left out longer than 10 days. So, you leave a pumpkin or a watermelon outside, and it doesn't rot. No. It becomes a vampire. Like, that's kind of terrifying. Oh, my God. That's why they have two teeth up top. Man, oh, man. See, we're learning so much. Do you think you know a vampire? Well, according to some, you can keep them away by staying in the sunlight, or you can wear garlic. Vampires really don't like either of those things, apparently. I'd like to think that the modern vampire, though, has probably come up with some kind of solution to that problem. You know, he probably wears, like, picture this vampire kind of trapped in the past. He's probably wearing, like, Stetson cologne or maybe some aqua velva. Keeps the smell of garlic off him. And, of course, there are some telltale signs of, you know, an undead fiend in your neighborhood. First off, if he talks like this and likes to count to one, two, three, chances are he's a vampire. But what if I told you there are some more ways to spot the differences? Some people say vampires have sharp fangs and are very pale. They can't see in a mirror. You'll also never really see old vampires since they never age and can live forever. So unless they return when they're old, they'll be forever young. They like to sleep in coffins during the day, and they only come out at night, sometimes to bite a person's neck and drink their blood. Yuck. Delicious. You know, like, these are things we know, but there's other things about them too. They're also insanely strong, can jump very high, and some can even fly. There's actually lots of media about vampires being able to survive underground as well and digging out of their own graves. So that's pretty cool stuff. So who's the most famous vampire? Well, my money is on Angel, personally. And I know there's a lot of girls listening to this right now, maybe even some guys too, will probably say Edward is. But, you know, you can't beat the original, the Count Dracula. There are books about him. There are movies about him. He's been in every TV show. They say he's based on a real medieval prince named Vlad the Walakaya, or Impaler. It's believed he lived to, you know, in what is now Romania. But, you know, there's a good chance that this is where it all came from. Funny part? That is where the accent comes from. Anyway, guys, vampires don't suck, neither do we. I hope you guys are having a great Halloween. And remember, if you decide to be a vampire this year, you know, as your costume, now you have a really good guide. Really, really good guide. Pale skin, Pale skin, guys. This is what we're after. Pale skin, sharp bangs. You never get older. You sleep all day in a coffin. I mean, what's not to love? Plus, you know, they must have really good jobs because coffins are so expensive. Anyway, guys, hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.